Hello and welcome to Cast Iron Episode 3, recorded Thursday the 17th of November 2011. I'm Craig, and as usual, I'm joined by Carl and Aidan. Hi guys, how are you?
Hi, you doing well, thanks.
I'm good, thank you very much.
We're also joined this time by the lovely and Twitter-famous Nicola. Welcome to the show. Why don't you take a minute to introduce yourself to the listeners?
Oh, hello, I'm Nicola. I'm more of a recent fan than these guys, being my first game was in 1999. But unlike some people that day, I am still here supporting 12 years later. I go to as many games as I can, and I also interview fans for the programme this season.
Welcome to the show.
And here's a chance, it could be Scunthorpe United are ahead, and the goal comes from Matt Sparrow, their longest serving player.
So, recent results. Since the last time we talked on episode 2, we've had two games, the first of which was on Saturday the 5th, which was away at Bournemouth. Predictions? I got the score, right? Just the wrong way around, because I predicted it was 2-0, but I said we were going to win. Carl said we were going to win 3-1, and Aidan said we were going to win 2-1. So I don't think any of us were even remotely close, because we ended up losing 2-0. That loss moved Bournemouth above us in the table. We dropped down from 15th to 17th in the league. What do we make of that one?
The less said about that, the better, I think.
Was the performance really that bad?
It sounded like it was. I weren't there either, but it sounded like it weren't that great. Just when you thought you turned the corner, then we came back to not doing anything for a whole game for 90 minutes.
I heard that Bournemouth weren't even very good. I didn't go either. I heard that Bournemouth were a poor side and Scunthorpe really failed to turn up and they were very, very poor. And we just didn't perform against an average League One team away, which is really disappointing, I thought. And I think Neil needs to get into the lads that we can play against the average teams as well as the good teams. I don't know why they just don't turn up against them. You know what I mean? Because Bournemouth were below us, weren't they? So,
and they had poor home form as well, didn't they?
Yeah, they were awful. I don't think they won in six. So, oh dear.
It's very disappointing.
What was disappointing for me was the fact that going into that game, we were going off the back of three decent results. Obviously, the last one being the 4-2 win. And you're thinking, right, we're scoring goals again. We've just kept clean sheets. We've scored a couple of goals in... earlier in the week, we've just scored 4 against Tranmere and in a really good game. You know, the lads should be up for this. We can get some momentum going and we can turn our season around, and then another awful performance and another loss. It just seems like they can get themselves up and then they just can't seem to get any momentum.
They can't get
going.
Consistency, can they? They're just not getting it this season. We're not producing performances week in, week out that you need to do to try and get out of this bloody league.
It's one step forward, two back every time, it seems. Just when you think you've turned the corner, you haven't. It just goes wrong again.
We just didn't... What I heard was we just didn't create enough in that game. We just let them... They scored two easy goals. Like, their first goal was very good. That Malone guy scored a really good goal. And then the second, like, the poor defending. But then, like, we just didn't create enough in that game. And I thought we just didn't... It's just disappointing because we didn't build on what we built in the last game. You know, we didn't build on what we'd achieved against Tranmere. We scored 4 goals. Like I said on the last podcast, we could have gone and destroyed them. I think we just didn't do that. And then in the next game, we just don't turn up. It's like you were playing Championship football last season, some of you, and you get stuck by Bournemouth.
Some of them are playing. But, poor Championship football last season, that's the thing, I think.
No, they weren't good enough, but they should be, let's say, if they were playing Championship football last season and they think they're good enough to play Championship football, why aren't they playing when we go to rubbish teams away in the league?
If we knew the answer to that, we would be the manager.
We'd be the manager, wouldn't we? It would be Alan Neil.
Yeah.
But the question is, if people like Michael O'Connor, like say he wants to move to Championship in January... Is he good enough? He was good in the Championship, but in League One, has he?
I don't think he's shown it this season.
I think he's been pretty poor. I don't think he's done anything.
I don't think there's many at the moment that are really showing it, are they? They're looking like League One players, aren't they?
What one player that really annoys me this season is Mark Duffy. Do you remember he first signed? He looked like a decent Championship player. He wasn't good enough on his day, but on his day he looked good enough. And his day he could take players on, get a crossing, and looked like he was good enough. And then on his other day, he looked like, oh, crap. He looked like a League Two player, which he was.
And then he thought he'd be good enough for League One.
He looked like a League Two footballer. Against Wimbledon on Saturday, well, he looked pretty average, to be honest. He did a few good passes, a few good things, but he's been very disappointing this season. He's one of many, to be fair, but
yeah,
he was playing Championship football last season. It's ridiculous to think now, but yeah, that's the truth of it.
We then followed that 2-0 loss by going away to AFC Wimbledon in the first round of the FA Cup on Saturday the 12th, and we drew 0-0, which was, well, you guys kind of saw that coming, because although no one said 0-0, both Carl and Aidan both said draws. Carl said 1-1, Aidan said 2-2. I said we were going to win 2-1. So I think we all said it wasn't going to be an easy game, and you guys thought we were going to draw. But to go to Wimbledon and 0-0, really?
It wasn't good enough, to be fair. We just didn't play well enough. We started off really brightly. I actually went to the game. I do live about 20 minutes away, so it's pretty close. It's a bit of derby for me, actually. It was a nice draw. I really enjoyed that FA Cup draw, apart from the fact we didn't beat them. It's a bit of a problem. But we started brightly. We built from the nowhere. We didn't build for anything. We were crap against Bournemouth, and we started brightly, and we tried to get football playing. We played a little bit, got it going, got some decent chances, worked the way around their defence. Then we decided to start playing like they did, which is a bit crap. And they just started like booting the ball forward, and everything was very lead two really. And then we resorted to playing like that as well, and we really struggled to get anything going, to be honest. And it was all the first half was okay. The second half was very 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 poor from Scunthorpe, very poor. Like.
We've done that a lot this season, though, haven't we? We've got dragged down to the level of other teams, haven't we?
We weren't playing League One, League Two sides, were we? We've been playing League One all season. You would think against League Two that we would show a lot more. Their goalkeeper made about 4 really good saves. He's a very good goalie at shots.
Yeah.
But we just didn't do enough to win that game.
That's my concern. Is it's all well and good, you know, AFC Wimbledon. So they've, you know, they've got a bit of momentum behind them, and you know, obviously they've had a bit of recent success in terms of getting promotion up into the Football League and whatnot. But at the end of the day, you know, we should be beating AFC Wimbledon, shouldn't we? It shouldn't be that big an ask. Well,
we beat QPR last season, and we're drawing AFC Wimbledon this season.
It's not. I mean, it's not good enough, is it? That's the problem. That was my thinking. I mean, it's all well and good saying, oh well, you know, we're not having a good run of form, and they, you know, they've got some momentum. But at the end of the day, they're a promoted League Two side. We're a relegated Championship side. You know, last year we were, what, 2-3 divisions apart. We should be beating these teams. Why are we not beating these teams?
Did anyone see the quote from their manager? He said that he thought we were a very, very good side, probably the best football inside, but it wasn't enough to win.
But when you look at the teams that they've been playing this season, like,
They've probably
not seen a team play football like that all season, have they?
That's probably true.
Harsh in League Two, but probably true.
There are some duff teams in that league, though, aren't there?
To be fair, we played football for about 20 minutes of that game, like over the amount of the game. At times he looked a really good team and passed the ball well, and then at other times he looked like I would just boost it up, and obviously the two dwarfs up front couldn't do anything. Honestly, we need to get some high up front, especially against a team like Wimbledon. If Jordan Robinson can start against them in the replay, that'd be fantastic, because he will.
I don't think he will, though, to be fair. I think he was.
He'll be on the bench.
He was on the bench in that game.
He played 90 minutes reserves, didn't he?
He did. Yeah, he tweeted afterwards saying that he was absolutely shattered. So I'm wondering. I don't think he might come on. I think it would be good to see him come on and play, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes maybe. I can't see him starting.
He bought Thompson.
Not going to start, is he?
Nah, he bought, too early.
Against Wimbledon away on Saturday, he bought Thompson on up front, and he kind of made a bit of difference. He took Dagenham off, and but yeah, like I said in the match report, he left it too late, I think. Jose was tiring by then. His first game for a long time, and Duffy was Mark Duffy. To be fair,
With him being on the bench, and the same as Cliff Byrne, it was because there was nobody else to put on the bench. Everything was it. That was a problem, because he had to have 7 subs on Saturday, didn't they? And you've got nobody to put on that bench. So they just put them on there just to.
Can I just say that does show stupid rule the Football League have brought in where you can only have five subs is ridiculous because
it is a bit stupid.
It limits growth.
I don't like that rule either.
If you think like
it isn't because when you think about it, like seven subs has only been about for like three years.
But it helps you develop new players.
Yeah, I suppose it does. But then there's been time.
Let's have a look at Matt Godden, right? How many games has he missed out this season? He's travelled with the squad for away games.
He's been injured, though, hasn't he? He's been injured for...
No, before he got injured, let's say. Because he travelled with the squad for away games, and then he's the sixth player, so he misses out. But why should he be sitting on the bench? I'm just giving an example. I'm just saying it's a silly rule.
I know what you're saying.
League One player is going to struggle to get any player like below the Premier League is going to struggle to get through if they're really young and they've got players in front of them a lot older and a lot more experienced. That's what I think. I think it's a bit silly, really.
I can see what they were going for with the rule, but I'm with you. I think I preferred it when it was seven because I think it meant you could just have more options. I think it's seven's still not that much of a push. You know, you should have that. You should have a decent enough squad to be able to name seven.
Not with a goalkeeper as well. You got to think you got to have a goal in there. So there's only six subs really, isn't it? Really, you got to have a goal.
If your squad's that poor, you can't name seven subs. That's not great, is it?
Yeah, but when you think about it though, when you look last season, I think it was Portsmouth came and they only had three players on the bench. Like, I know that's a different situation, but some clubs would. I think quite a few League One and League Two clubs would probably struggle to put. You've only got to have three people injured, and you'd struggle, wouldn't you?
But isn't that going to, if they're struggling to get subs, Carl, isn't that going to bring the young players through?
Well, yeah, but then sometimes
they're not good
enough.
Look
at it and think, yeah, exactly. But when you think,
like, help them get developed. That I think by
I suppose so. But when you look at it like that, though, you've only got to look at what happened when Josh got injured, and then Johnson got injured. They'd rather put Cutler on the bench than put the young keeper on, Jake Turner.
Not
on the bench. And then for the last few weeks there's not been anybody on the bench, has it?
No.
Till Johnson's come back. And that to me says a lot that they don't think he's I know he's only what, is he 19 or something like that? He's probably too young to do it, but if you haven't even got the confidence to put him on the bench.
When Johnson's
that says a lot for me.
The goalkeeper we've got for Man United is 18 and the kid we've got is 19. You gotta be a bit concerned, aren't you?
Well, I suppose so, but then you can't really compare Johnson to...
No, not at all. But then you've got to be a bit concerned how good he is, you know what I mean? I've never seen him play.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I've seen Turner play a few times for like the youth and a couple of times in the reserves. He looks a decent keeper, but I just don't think he's... Like, it was a bit of a gamble putting Slocum in to start with, weren't it? But then he proved that he could do it.
So, okay, upcoming fixtures. We have first up, or next up, should I say, on Saturday the 19th, we are at home against Hartlepool, who are currently 12th in the table. They have the same goal difference as we do, on -2, but they have 23 points, whereas we only have the 18. They've lost just once away from home so far in the league, which was Notts County, back in October the 9th. They had a perfect September, which was 4 wins, but have been on a pretty poor run of results since then. I think they've had pretty much all losses and draws in the last couple of months with a single win a couple of games ago. So they're on fairly poor form as well, but obviously off the back of those last two results, so are we. So what do we think is going to happen on Saturday?
I think it'll be a tough game on Saturday, to be fair. I think that we need a clean sheet more than anything. I think we've started to struggle a little bit. Duffy's dropped out a little bit for me. He's not particularly done well in the last couple of games.
Shane, you mean?
And I just think they need I think they just need a solid defensive performance more than anything. I know they drew at Wimbledon, but there were still times I think when they were on top a little bit.
He didn't play against Wimbledon. But I don't think any criticism of the defence, to be honest. I think against Bournemouth, we looked a bit dodgy. I think putting Andy Wright back in at right back would be a good idea. Togo's done really well, but you can just see where he can be, you know what I mean? He has his weak points and he can be beaten for pace, and you got to worry about someone targeting him and just taking him on and then we'll be knackered. So maybe Andrew Wright back at right back, Shane Duffy and Reed back, hopefully, and then Nolan. We're back to our pretty solid defence there, hopefully.
I'm not so sure though, because I think Togwell has done a good job, and I think the best way to play him at the minute. Is it
yeah,
right?
I think he's done a good job. I think Neil knows he needs to play in the team, and that's why he's playing him at right back. He's a captain, and he has to play. That's an obvious statement to make. But Neil, he's very, very insistent on him playing, and so he's playing him in out of position. A position he's done well in, but he's not a right back. And I think if someone targeted him, we would be in quite a lot of trouble. If you get me, I've seen most of the games played since he's been playing right back, and he's not played too well there. To be fair. No, he has played well, but he could easily be targeted with pace, and if someone got on him and got behind him, I think he'd probably struggle.
It's one of them cases, I think, because they had a few good results for a minute right back, I think, didn't they? And they were quite confident, and then I suppose it changes a little bit when you like you say you drop the two centre halves out again, and then it's putting them back in again. If sort of on Saturday, it's like a different swing again, isn't it? If you know what I mean. The keeper's got to get used to centre backs again, because obviously they're all different and stuff. So I think it'll just make to be fair though, the midfield will be, I think, a bit where it's sort of won and lost, because O'Connor and Norwood, if they're back in there, or if Togwell plays again, I think it's a different team in midfield, isn't it? If Togwell plays instead of
Bring Norwood back in. He'll play Norwood and O'Connor.
So then you're either dropping Togwell or you're dropping Andy Wright again, aren't you?
He'll put Togwell at right back as the reasons he'll play him as captain. I do think Andy Wright should be back in at right back, but that's his choice. He likes the Norwood O'Connor thing. It gives him a lot more attacking threat at home. Away from home, I do think we get caught out quite a lot. I think we miss a Zika sometimes in that midfield. Definitely. I like what he gives the team. He gives it a bit of bite. He likes to get stuck in.
Yeah.
We don't have that. Norwood O'Connor? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
No.
Their goal, their chance on Saturday, where they cut it through to the lad who missed, Youssef, I think it was, when Osoka made a really good save. That was due to our midfield not getting stuck in. And that was Togwell. Togwell and O'Connor don't get stuck in. Mazika gives that bite in midfield, and he likes to give a tackle, and that's really useful in League One as well, when it is all about that. It's all about getting in hard, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, isn't it? We're not pushing about in this league.
But how long are we going to be without Mazika?
No, yeah, we've done all right.
I think it's going to be a few more weeks, I think, in it before he's back.
I think he is, but I do think we missed him quite a lot. To be fair, the results have not been bad at all since he's not been playing, but because of Norwood and O'Connor's attacking threat. But then where does Mazika fit in that? Because you need that sort of play in that midfield to stop the defence, to help the defence.
I think when he's fit again, they'll find a place for him. More than they'll find a place for him.
But then do you drop O'Connor? It's difficult.
It is very difficult. I guess it's one of these things where it's a nice to have problem.
Well,
which is pretty rare for us, isn't it? But
it's about going to attacking us too defensive, isn't it? Away from home.
I think that's the trick, isn't it? We've got to find the balance. If we're going to play with four across the middle, which he seems to want to do, you've got to find that balance in the centre pairing, haven't you? Because obviously that core of the midfield has to be able to drive the game.
Yeah. Only thing he could do is go five, play one up front, which is a possibility.
I think we could put
Mazika behind the defence, especially away from home. A lot of teams in our league play that. I haven't seen Neil play that, I don't think. And I don't think Dagenham's the player to play it, but maybe Robinson would be.
Yeah. So, Aidan, what do you think? Prediction? What are you predicting for?
I'm going to go a 2-0 victory.
Okay. Carl, what are you thinking?
I'd say 2-1.
2-1. Okay. I have also written 2-1, actually. I'm thinking, I just think a clean sheet might be asking a bit much, but I'm hoping that, again, sort of home form, we can get a couple of goals. Interestingly, so far, we've all said 2 goals each. It's just that Aidan thinks we can keep a clean sheet, which obviously I'm hoping we do, but I just think we've... I don't know. I'm not sure that clean sheet's there, do you know what I mean?
It could be a hard game. I think on Saturday it'll be a proper old fashioned.
I think the thing is, at home we've been quite good recently. I think apart from late night, we need to pick up the tempo from the start and give them a real fight and just like get in the faces.
Yes, I think we need two things. We need a good start and we need the crowd to get behind them a bit more, don't we? And I think those two kind of go in hand to hand. I think if they get a good start, that gets the crowd up and behind them a bit, doesn't it?
Like, we just need to have the confidence to play football like we know we can. We should be beating teams like that.
Okay, so Nick, what are you thinking? Prediction?
I reckon it's going to be a tough game as well. If you look at Hartlepool, their recent form's been pretty crap. But on the road, they've actually picked up quite a lot of points. They seem to do a lot better on the road. They've won a few games at different places. But I think we can just about scrape it. I think we'll win 2-1. I can't see a clean sheet, unfortunately, but I think we'll just about do it.
Ah, interesting. So we've got three people going over 2-1 and Aidan saying 2-0.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Confidence for once, yeah.
Ah. Yeah. I think it's interesting that three of the four of us have all said 2-1. We shall see if we're
yeah.
If that comes
we'll probably lose like
we'll get hammered now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, please don't say that. I can't take a home defeat.
No.
Again. We need to get back on form.
No, she's right. We definitely need to pick up some form very soon, or we will be in the relegation places.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Pretty concerning.
So that's then followed up on Tuesday, the 22nd, with the replay of the FA Cup against Wimbledon, this time at home. So the winner, the prize on offer, if you can call it that, is a second round tie away at Bradford. So the big question is, can we beat Wimbledon the second time of asking?
We can,
yes.
But we need to go positive. We need to go out there and attack and make it feel like we're the League One team, which we are. We're a league above them. We're a better team than them, and we have the better players than them. We need to prove that by going out there and just giving them all we've got, really. I think they weren't very good. That's the truth of it. They were... I can't think of any good things. They had a few chances because of our poor defence and... No, not poor defence. Poor midfield, and just think it's like hard to get stuck in like you should do against a League Two team. But that's why there are chances. We didn't.
Yeah,
we didn't
it did seem like they weren't. It wasn't that they were good and they kept us.
No, it's just not at all. And we dominated the chances. And like when actually playing football, like that their manager said, we were the best team we played this season. I'm not surprised about that. But that's what we've got to show. We go out and play like that, we'll get a few goals and win easily. I don't think we will. I don't think we'll play that at all. I think we'll be nervous and apprehensive. We'll play like, yeah, I don't think, I'm not too confident, but I think we'll go through, but not by much.
It could be an extra time and penalties jobby.
I'm thinking that jobby as well.
I have a horrible feeling it might be. I'm really hoping that it isn't, but I have a horrible feeling it might just be.
Go on, are we going to petitions?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to go extra time, 1-0, and Nicky Adjose to score the goal.
So you're interesting. So you're saying 1-0 after extra time. So what, 0-0 in the 90 minutes?
Yep. I've seen the first game. Okay. Okay, so any goal now in the 90 minutes and I've lost. That's brilliant.
Brilliant. Nick, what are you predicting?
I think that they'll just about do it. I think we can do it in normal time as well. Hopefully. And I'm going to go for a clean sheet. I'm going to be optimistic. 2-0.
2-0. Okay, I'm going for 2-1. I think we'll do it in normal time, but I don't think we're going to keep a clean sheet. So I think they will get one. So I think I'm going 2-1. Carl?
I think it'll be penalties.
You're going penalties? Oh.
A dreaded penalty shootout.
Hope not.
So
it's not one of them for a while, have we?
Okay, so score prediction then. Not penalties.
I think it'll be 0-0.
0-0, and then who's winning on penalties?
Yeah, 0-0. We are.
We're winning on penalties.
We are.
You've seen us take penalties this season.
Yeah, Carl. I was going to say the same thing.
That is ambitious. Yeah. If it goes to penalties,
only got a score one.
Worried.
Yeah, Dagnall banned. O'Connor's not allowed to take one. So anyone else?
You know as well as I do that nobody will miss another penalty.
Yeah.
Nobody dare miss another penalty.
Yeah, probably not, actually.
So, fingers crossed we get through that, we get a nice, good win, get some confidence, and then we rock in to Saturday the 26th. We travel away to high-flying Notts County, who are currently sixth in the table with 28 points, plus 7 goal difference. They are very good at home. They have won 5, drawn 2, and lost once, which was Charlton back in September. They are a very good team at home.
Yeah. But they're not in the greatest form, though. They've dropped quite a lot of points recently, I've seen. They got a really late equaliser. Wickham managed to get one at their place. So they've just recently, they've just gone off the boil just a little bit. So maybe something for us there.
Some positive thinking there, Nicola.
I like to be positive. I like to be positive. Not deluded, just a little bit of positivity.
Sorry, I'm not laughing at you.
I believe you.
So what are you thinking in terms of score then, Nicola? What are you predicting for Notts County?
Do you know what? Has anybody seen the stat about Notts County this season?
Go on.
On statters.
Yeah, I did a bit of research. In their last 8 home games, Notts County have been 1-0 up at home in all of their last 8 home games in all competitions. So I reckon that they'll be 1-0 up at home again at half time, but we'll get back and we'll get a decent point. And I say that because we tend to we play better against the better teams. We got a point at Charlton, we got a point against Huddersfield, and I think we'll repeat that and we'll get a point at Notts County as well. Fingers crossed, at least.
So you're going for a 1-1 draw?
I'm going for an optimistic 1-1.
An optimistic 1-1. Okay. Carl?
I'll say 1-0 win.
You're going for a 1-0 win?
Oh, that is a big shout.
That's a 1-0 win. Aiden, what do you think?
I'm going to go...
I've shocked you now, aren't I?
I have shot you. I can't believe you said we're going to win.
I thought I was optimistic with the 1-1.
I know. they're sick, you know. They've only lost once home all season.
They are.
Yeah. Twice when they played us.
2-2.
Oh, 2-2.
Yeah.
See, I feel bad now. I'm going for a 1-0 loss. I don't think we're going to do it. I think they're a bit too
good. I don't think they're very good.
Do you not?
To be fair.
Really?
No. No, I don't. I think they've played...
You think the sixth place in the league's flattering them then?
I don't think the league's very good at all. I think Scunthorpe could beat any team this league. That's the truth of it. On their day, we haven't played well enough our season, but if we played well enough, we would beat any team this league.
But we've taken points off all bar one of the 5 teams that are above Notts County. Exactly. We should have got another one at Sheffield Wednesday, so...
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the truth of it. I think we can beat Notts County away. There's no doubt about it. We can. We probably will.
Whether we will is another thing.
We will.
Depends which Scunthorpe turns up, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? But whose fault is this then? Is this inconsistency the manager's fault? Because we've got the players. We have the players to win this league.
That's it.
I'll do well in this league anyway. And we're not doing very well. We're 17th. And we could easily go down. Look at the table. I know that's silly, but we're 5 points. We're... more points of relegation. We were close to relegation. We had to playoffs.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
We've got a good spread of predictions there. So we've got one. We've got me going for a 1-0 loss. We've got Carl saying a 1-0 win. And then Aiden and Nick both going for a score draw. 1-1 and 2-2. So a nice spread. So whatever happens, someone's going to be near or even spot on, maybe.
But it's Scunthorpe who scored. Here's Chris Kamara.
Jeff, you're not going to believe it.
Time for the Q&A. Listeners can submit questions to us if you've got a topic you'd like to hear us talk about. You can send it by email to castironpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to include your name and location, and we'll give you a mention on air. First up, this week the club has released their annual report to shareholders for the financial year ending June the 30th, 2011, in which they've announced a profit of just over $1.4 million. Although they stress this is significantly boosted by the sale of players in this period, primarily Gary Hooper's sale to Celtic back in July 2010. They go on to say, I'm quoting now, "It is good that we find ourselves in a relatively strong position because following relegation, the 2012 figures will show a significant loss. The difference between central payments between the Championship and League One is huge for a club of our size. 3.7 million in revenue disappears overnight, and unfortunately it will take longer to reduce our player costs. Given all this, were the Iron right to sell the players that we did, or should we have made should we have made more of an effort to stretch the budget, try and keep hold of some of those players if we can, and try a little harder maybe to hang on to that championship status.
I think when you look at it, though, to be fair, the only one we've really really missed is Hooper. Like when you look at that, them figures and that as well, that's should have Wolford and Fort in there, shouldn't it, for whatever we got for them two. But the only one out of them three that we really have missed is Hooper, for me.
No, I know what you mean.
Is
but
it in the July 2010 to June 2011 period?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, they would have been, wouldn't they?
Because it was January, weren't it? It was January when Wolford.
Yes, you're right. So, yeah, their sales would have been in that. So, yeah, I mean, you've got to wonder. They're talking about... But the thing is, though, if we're saying that we've made 1.4 million profit, I mean, he said that if it wasn't for the Gary Hooper sale, it would have been, was it, about 250,000 loss, wouldn't it? But I mean,
But then
we've lost by getting relegated. Yes, we've made 1.4 million, but we've lost 3.7 million by getting relegated.
This economics by Scunthorpe is ridiculous, right? If we'd have spent money last season, and let's say we spent £1 million last season extra, right, and would have stayed up, we would have made an extra 3.7 million.
Plus the 0.4 million. So, we would have been 4.3 million in profit.
Right. Okay. And then we decided not to spend that money, despite the fact we had profit of 1.4 million. Yeah. Okay. So, we would have still had profit of 1.4 million. £400,000 we would have profit. So, say we spent £1 million of that profit, yeah? We would have £400,000, left of profit.
Yep.
So, and then we might have stayed up, and we would have had loads of money, and we would have been a lot richer than we are now. Anyone see any reason why we didn't spend that money? To be honest, because prudence is one thing, but stupidity is another.
Yeah, I don't think we couldn't have held on to Hooper because I think he had.
No, I don't mean that. I don't mean that at all. I mean
that was it. There's a difference, isn't there? I think people were talking about.
Oh no, Hooper's
right to sell him. I think we were right to sell him. I think we could have got a lot more for him. But I think we were right to sell him.
I think we did all right for him. I think we did okay.
When you've got some of the other players flying around.
But we're a little club, aren't we? As everyone always tells us, we're a little club. We've got 2.4 million for him. Let's say, it's a lot of money. Over the term, and we invested that money, but we invested it wrongly. We invested it on players who were not good enough, and there's one man to blame for that. Ridiculously, it's Nigel Atkins. He didn't sign the right players, and he was half responsible for the reason why we weren't good enough last season. He thought Jonathan Fort was a striker,
and that was a massive mistake to make.
And there we go. And we loved Nigel Atkins for hell, but he made a huge error, and he signed him again.
Yeah, he loves him. Well, yeah.
He doesn't love him now, but
he loves the pace. He loves his pace.
He does. Yeah.
He's a very good winger. He would be good enough.
He's not a striker, and he never will be.
No, he. You're right, Nicola. His finishing is very below par. Let's say
there was one great goal at Derby, and
it was a good goal. But he is crap.
Not regular.
That's it. He's not.
As a striker. Like Chris Sumpter said, I would have him back on the wing. He would be better than Mark Duffy.
Take
more chances, take on defenders, cross them into the box, and actually do something rather than what Duffy does now. So,
just flipping and effectively playing the central midfield.
A Jose, anyone like that, anyone, he's better than that. So, yeah. So
are Preston playing him as a striker?
They're playing him as a winger, I think.
Are they playing him as a winger?
Yeah.
Don't confirm on that, but I think.
No, I think they are.
But let's go back to the profit.
So what do we make of the fact that we've made a profit?
Does anyone think that we could have, if we didn't, could we have stayed up last season by doing what we did? We got a bit of luck and stayed up. Was that, is it, by not spending the money we had, we knew we had the money, did we not miss an opportunity? Did we not miss an opportunity to stay in the second biggest league in England?
I think we definitely missed an opportunity.
I think we definitely missed it.
We definitely did, but... At the end of the day, like, I think Adkins knew that he was going to be away as soon as he could that season.
Yeah.
And then, to be fair to the board, they did give Barraclough money to spend in January, and he just didn't spend it on the right people.
I do think it was lost before January. I think we lost it at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
You can't go into a season with Daniel Fort and Thompson as your main strikers.
No.
It's not right. He signed Dagnall. He fought as a striker. He also signed some other crap players who weren't.
Beef was that they couldn't keep Hayes.
Yeah, exactly. Hayes, McCann, Sparrow, all went. And Williams. And that was our spine of our team.
That's it.
And
those leaving, was that we weren't willing to give them the wages that they were asking for?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yeah. We weren't willing to be a championship team. We were always wanting to be a League One team in the championship. If we'd have given them championship wages, we would have stayed up that season. And I'm not saying this, we might have stayed up that season, and then we would have been a championship team. We would have still been in that league now. There were so many bad teams that league last year, and they deserve to get down. And
what happens if we sign those on contracts with the championship wages and still go down? We're now a League One team with Scunthorpe's hand those players on contracts.
Players on seven or eight grand a week probably that you can't afford on 4,000
people. Aren't we in the same position now though? We're in a position now where every year we're not going to go up this year. Now we've got to minimise the budget. Okay, we've got to lose all this personal budget. By next year, we'll be in League Two because we're not doing anything. We've got no ambition. We've got the ambition of just being a football club. Okay,
I'm with Aidan on this. I'm afraid
I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
I'm really happy being a football club. I love the way Steve Wharton thinks about things. It's been fantastic. We've been the best 5 years watching Scunthorpe United, apart from this year, Yeah, but no doubt about it. I love watching play Notts Forest and things like that. It's fantastic. West Brom, Newcastle, you can't go wrong. But we could have made a concerted effort to stay in that league. I don't agree with the fact we planned for relegation. That is absolutely, absolutely crap. Yeah. This club would not do that. But what they did is by not spending enough money, and you can keep saying, Carl, that we would have gone down and would have big problems like Rotherham and Bradford and things like that. I don't think we would at all. I think we could have spent to the amount we knew we had and spent it on the right players.
That was the biggest problem. It was went on the wrong players. There was money in the January window, Walton pointed out, but it didn't go to the right people.
I do think it was lost early in the season.
That's what I'm saying, though, is you can't blame the chairman for that because he gave Barrow Club money that he, and the money was there for Adkins as well.
I don't think it was.
When you hear the story, though, when you hear the story of Will Hoskins was at Glanford Park and Adkins changed his mind. The chairman said that.
Adkins is now the best manager in the championship.
Exactly. But he knew he was going to go. He knew as soon as a good offer came in, he was going to go. So why is he going to put all his efforts into signing whoever?
I don't know about that. I always thought he was committed to his job until the last minute until he left. I think Will Hoskins, who's Will Hoskins at now?
I was just about to say that. Where is he now?
Is he at Brighton?
Is he playing?
I think he is, but he doesn't get games.
So maybe he's not good enough. Maybe Atkins knows. But I agree that would be an excellent signing. That would have been an excellent signing.
Is he better than Fort though?
Exactly. We should have signed Will Hoskins. I agree with that. But maybe we could have thought, actually, to be fair, maybe Atkins got into the club and then Wharton says, I'm not paying his wages. We don't know, do we?
I don't know, because the last time he was interviewed, I've heard it from somebody, to say that he was there and they had the contract ready for him to sign and Atkins changed his mind.
That's an insider knowledge then, because we don't know that, do we? But that's interesting, that's Atkins' fault then.
I'm sure that came out when they did the fans forum.
Okay.
I'm almost certain that came. I think it was Dave Beebe said it when they did the fans forum.
I can remember something about Hoskins. I can't remember what it was. I don't know because I can see where you come from. But who are you blaming then?
Barrow Club. Me.
Blame Barrow Club for getting relegated.
Yeah, I blame Barrow Club to a small degree. It was too much of a job for him to do.
Yeah, definitely. As Morton said, that it was. It was unassailable. It was a bad point.
But like Adkins did, it was far too much. Because he's a good coach, but he's not a manager. He's proved he's not a manager, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's a very good coach, but he's not gonna make that step to being a good manager. I don't think. You needed a big character to come in and fill that gap that Adkins left.
Yeah, what Adkins had though was all his training and stuff like that, and he'd always done he'd worked so hard to be a manager, and I think Barry Clough, ambition wise. Did he really want to be a manager? Obviously, he did when he got the job, but You know what I mean? He never
a step too soon for him, I think.
Yeah,
I think it came
definitely
too soon for him.
Yes, yeah, I would agree. I think he did a decent job as like sort of coach and assistant manager and all this kind of stuff. But I think stepping up to actually everything's on your shoulders, I think was too much for him.
He had a cracking start though, didn't he, at Sheffield United? And
A bit of a coaster, wasn't it? We were on like crest of a wave there for the first couple of.
I think
we were quite lucky
in that game as well, if I remember a little bit. They had loads of chances.
Oh yeah, that was like the flukiest 4-0 you'll ever see.
And then we lost 2-0. Then we played Man United as well, so no.
Yeah.
Two games afterwards, so that was a big help as well. Obviously, we played quite well in that game.
So I mean, there was some interesting comment as well, obviously from off the back of that. From then, we had the statement from the chairman as well. What did you guys make of what Wharton had to say?
I think it's good to see that he knows that somebody else needs to take over now. He's done. I think he's getting to the age where he's done what he thinks he can do, and obviously money-wise, he's not obviously going to chuck all his money into the club, is he? And that's kind of a it's a shame, really, but because he's been associated with him for such a long time, isn't it?
If his family has been associated with Scunthorpe United for like the last 50 years, let's say, why won't he put his money into Scunthorpe?
I don't know, to be honest with you. That's a question you'd have
it
to
is,
ask.
It's an odd. It's a little odd because
I think to be fair
old.
Though. Yeah,
got,
I think to be fair.
$3 million from his sales of his companies and stuff. Fair enough. Okay, he wants to give it to his family and all that sort of thing.
But you've got to think, mate. If you had that money, Would you put all? Do you know what I mean? No, but in that situation, knowing that you're going to retire maybe, and he's not been. There's been a few times recently when he's not been well and stuff, isn't there? And they've said he can't come to certain things because he's not well and stuff. And would you put all your money into the club? Honestly,
would he make a profit out of it? He wouldn't make a profit out of it.
No, he'd lose money, wouldn't he?
Back? No, I don't think he'd make his money back. So probably I would, but I don't think he. I can understand why he doesn't. I just find it a bit odd that he's been so like loving Scunthorpe and stuff, but he is unwilling to put his pension fund into the club and help.
I don't think it's unwilling. I think it's more to do with the fact that he's putting it in and not getting anything back. Do you know what I mean? And he's not like an Abramovich like rich guy, is he?
But he's
got a lot of money compared to everybody else, but he's not got that much money.
No.
Do you know what I mean? In footballing terms, if he put £5 million into the club of his own money,
yeah, that's a lot of money.
That would be gone in.
Yeah, yeah.
2 years.
He's not.
What's he getting back for that? Nothing.
That's a 20th of his income. You know, that's a 20th of his wealth. Yeah. So he's not going to put that much in. I understand that. I just mean, okay, let's say the Nicky Jose signing. When Neil got him, no one expected to get him. We didn't expect to have any more money. Let's say did Wharton put the money in then? He must have done. He must have said we've got more money.
Or there must be some way of right. There's that's your budget. If you're desperate, there's this much more. Do you know what I mean? There's another £5,000 a week or whatever to make that gap. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
For your wages and stuff. Or there maybe is like a bit of money there that they say right, you can have that, but that is it.
When they can't even afford to play like work experience, like you know what I mean, like some guys gonna do some designing for like advertising and stuff. It's pretty sad. Obviously, we are quite skint. That's the truth of it, and we obviously got no money. But maybe then we need to be more resourceful with the money. Okay, we need to get rid of Barraclough signing and stuff like that. But then we need to sign the right players. That's the truth of it. And then by getting rid of Lee Turnbull, have we not just lost the most valuable asset we've had for years?
That's a different argument, but part of that is because he's not somebody that Neil, do you know what I mean? He's not somebody that Neil knows, is he?
That's completely
he's not
right.
Like,
yeah, yeah. But I think Neil could work with him.
Yeah, definitely could work with him, but I think sort of it's the same at any club. A new manager comes in and they want their, do you know what I mean? They want their own people, don't they?
I understand that.
You see that when Pressman left and
Park.
Yeah, yeah. Like they've gone with the manager and he brings his own people in, so you don't know if he's
going to bring their own
Turnbull's
team in,
done that because Turnbull's maybe done really well because he's with Adkins or he was with Laws or whatever before, and he was friends with them and they listened to him sort of thing. You don't know if he's going to Neil and saying right, there's this player, and Neil just sort of distances
himself. If you listen
himself,
to him on Humberside, he's very very knowledgeable. He's one of the most interesting guys I've heard on Humberside for a long time.
Yeah, and he knows a lot about football.
Yeah, yeah, he does. He knows a lot about League One and he knows about a lot of football. I think he would...
I think that's because he watches a lot of games, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He's a knowledgeable guy who knows a lot about League One.
Okay, so the next one, the last topic I also really want to talk about is an interesting quote from Nicky Adjose in an interview today. He said he finds it disappointing hearing fans jeering and making negative comments from the stands instead of cheering them on. The quote, obviously you hear things when you come onto the pitch. The fans are a bit fickle, I would say, at times, but that's football. You just need to deal with it. I want them to keep behind the team. It's not nice to hear jeering of any players, not just myself. It doesn't affect me. It's part of football, really. It's obviously disappointing, but I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. Are his comments fair? Have fans been too quick to judge him and the team in general? Or, as fans, are we right to criticise players when they don't perform as well as we expect them to?
I think there was a lot of high expectations when he came, wasn't there? Everyone thought you look at his record and maybe people thought that he was going to be like, I don't know, some kind of saviour for us. And
he came in at a time when we needed somebody to come in and score goals, didn't
he? Disappointment that it hasn't turned out that way yet. Yeah. And that hasn't happened, so... I don't know. You can kind of see where fans are coming from, but it's a difficult one.
It's tricky because, obviously, like you say, at the time when he came in, we were really desperate for someone to come in and score a lot of goals, and it was so unfair to expect him to do that.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think that's the right word at all. I think his record is very impressive. He was excellent for Bury in League Two. He'd made a big money move to... he's a Man United player. Alex Ferguson rated him. He'd so much so, he sold him to his son. He sold him for £300,000, which is quite a lot of money.
He's been out injured for a while, though. It was a bit unfair. My point was, it's a bit unfair to expect him to straight back in and start scoring.
We're signing a championship player who's got a really high reputation. Why wouldn't he?
To be fair, did he play? He played in League Two, didn't he? But has he played at the League One before?
No.
He's not played there, has he?
Manchester United for. So many
years.
Yeah,
but he's not played first team for Man United, has he? He was a reserve player and a youth player. He played in League Two and did pretty well. This is the first time he's ever played in League One.
I don't think that's much of a step in League One.
You've got to think, people are saying he's a championship striker, but is he? He's played 20 minutes in the championship?
Yeah, I don't think Darren Ferguson thinks he's a championship striker anymore, but...
Well, that was an interesting point, wasn't it? It sounds like he's not particularly... fond either. It sounds to me like he might be on his way out.
That's certainly what I've heard from Peterborough fans too as well, that there's something going on.
I hope he's not on the way out of Scunthorpe.
It sounds like Peterborough might be looking in the window.
Definitely.
Ferguson said in his presser, didn't he, they're going to look at it again in January and see where he moves on, where he goes from here or something. So
yeah, it sounded very much to me like if they get an offer that they even get close to what they want, he's out.
Yeah.
Can I just say that if Nicky Jose thinks we shouldn't boo him, right, and we're really fickle, right, maybe he should turn up on a football field and show us what he can do and why Alex Ferguson gave him a chance. Why everyone thinks he's one of the best things since like sliced bread, and actually show something for Scunthorpe United, and why he will pay his bloody wages, because he has been very, very poor.
He did reasonably well last week, didn't he?
He had a decent game, but he didn't do enough. He's playing against the League Two side, Cal.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
He's destroying them. I watched him for Bury. He was brilliant. He was a fantastic player. He was. Dynamic, energetic. He loved it. He took on players. He looks like a completely different player. I promise you. He looks nervous. He looks like everything he does, he needs to be careful. He hands the ball back. He makes a run. Oh, got handed. You know, he looks like a different player. It's concerning. It really is. I don't think we should have. Well, extend his loan because we can. But yeah, disappointing. He can criticize the fans. We can criticize him. He hasn't been good enough.
I think we'll see a bit more from him, I think, in the next couple of weeks. I think he probably knows now that he's where he wants to be, if you know what I mean. He knows right, this is it now.
Well, he'll have heard those quotes as well, presumably, Atapira. So I think he now knows he's got, effectively, he's got until January.
January, he's got a month and a half on
it. To prove what he can do. I think if he proves it enough, he can maybe get a move either with us or someone else. If he doesn't prove it, he's in trouble, isn't he? So I think it's on him. It's on him. He's got to prove it. On that note, we shall wrap it up. Quick plug, get yourselves to theironsupplement.co.uk, get yourself registered, get on the forums. We have a poll running at the moment for getting our members to vote for who they think is going to be the current top goal scorer. So get yourself registered. I think we've had a few votes so far, and at the moment, not unsurprisingly, I suspect, Bobby Grant is quite comfortably out in the lead. So if you agree, if you don't agree, get yourselves registered on the forums, get your vote in, get talking about it. And that is us done. Next episode will be the beginning of December, Friday the 2nd or Thursday the 1st, depending how quickly we get it uploaded. Don't forget, you can find the podcast and listen to previous episodes at castironpodcast.podomatic.com and via theironsupplement.co.uk. There are links to subscribe either via RSS or by iTunes. Details again can be found on our website and on the Podomatic site. Get yourselves up there, get yourselves registered. Carl, Aidan, Nick, thank you very much for coming in. Thanks for talking to us again. And I will talk to you all in 2 weeks' time.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Good night, guys.
Cheers, everyone. And
bye.
Up the iron.
Up the iron.
Up the iron.
Up the iron.